Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. The Apostle John wrote, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" Are you a crier? Sometimes all it takes is a commercial or a greeting card for the blubbering to begin. Other times it's a movie or an old photograph that moves us to tears. Some of us are just very emotional. God designed all of us to be emotional beings. He has fashioned us with hearts and minds. We may react differently to a financial setback than a close friend turning against us, but we are still affected by both. When a loved one is diagnosed with a frightening disease, we may not melt down publicly, but we mourn privately because we are still anxious and afraid. Grief is a constant part of life in this world. We may not all cry at the same things, but we all still grieve. God does too. God grieves each time he sees sin ravaging his creation. He laments when widows and orphans are neglected and suffering. He mourns when parents tend to sick and hurting children. Our Creator is upset every time he sees people, the crown of his creation, exploited or forgotten. God weeps with all those who weep. But God has done more than just shed tears over the years. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to live in this world of grief and pain. Jesus subjected himself to the old order of things in order to set us free from the power of sin, death, and the devil. God made his dwelling among our misery. On the cross, he experienced unimaginable pain and sorrow as he suffered for us and for our salvation. Jesus shed his blood to redeem us from the pain and guilt of all our sins. And he promises he will still do more. He assures us that one day, the old order of things, all the sadness, all the brokenness, and all the disappointment will pass away. He will do away with it all. He will bring all his children to be with him in heaven. In heaven, our gracious God will treat us tenderly. The things that make us sad in this life will not be a part of our eternity. As a touching gesture of his tender love, he himself will wipe away every tear from our eyes. He treats his people with personal care and concern because our God is love in thought, word, and deed. Are you a crier? In this life, perhaps. In eternity, never again. Heavenly Father, there is so much about life in this world that causes me to grieve. Thank you for comforting and consoling me, for always being there when I need you. Thank you even more for sending your Son to shed his blood so that I might be redeemed from all sin. Bless me with your peace. May it guard my heart and my mind day by day. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.